While I was away, a Connecticut judge overturned a very controversial Connecticut Siting Council decision. It would have placed 22 acres of private property in the path of a project to build these steel utility poles. The monopoles we've talked about, both Fairfield and Bridgeport have been outraged about it because it was going to be in their vicinity right along the Metro North Railroad. And actually this week, there was a statement that was sent out to reporters by Mayor Joe Ganim regarding a lawsuit against United Illuminating. And so I wanted to talk to the mayor, kind of get up to speed with what's going on with UI and everything. So Mayor Ganim, thank you for being here. Well, first of all, let's go back to last week when a judge tossed this out. What did you think about that?
I thank the court, and good morning, and thank you and your listeners. I hope you had a good little stay away. It's good to be on. You mentioned it. I mean, the imposition of 190 feet of a monopole, which, you know, by its name, just it makes you feel like it's a monstrosity, which it is. And then for the Siting Council to do what they did, and then the court to show us, because I didn't know, and I don't think others did, the nuance here, it's more than just a nuance. It's almost kind of like a bait and switch where they were going to go one place and then another, and then don't give notice to the residents. You know, that's just not the way this should be done by these quasi-public agencies.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, and it sounds like the judge saw that as well. And I remember when we talked to Fairfield's first electman, Bill Gerber, about this earlier this year, and he was saying it just doesn't seem right. It feels like the Siting Council made a decision really without including at all Bridgeport and Fairfield, either, you know, zoning or first electmen or mayors. It just seemed like they made a decision that was sort of tone deaf. I don't know if you agree.
Absolutely.
I hear you laughing.
And Gerber, Fairfield, first electman Gerber and Fairfield have been great on this. They've kind of led at least the exposure of this, the challenge of fighting these big, you know, big entities by us. And we have no authority. The first electman, the mayors, you know, we have they call it the bully pulpit. And, you know, we raise our voices. In this case, we further hire lawyers and say, no, stop, enough's enough to our residents and taking property like this. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is, because of the way they handle this, it's going to cost more for them to do what they want to do. And, you know, by God, I don't think it's right that gets passed on to the ratepayers, the residents in our cities and towns either. And we should be treated the same. You can let me go on for a minute because, you know, I've said this, but this is a perfect example of it and includes Fairfield, the same way they treat people in the town of Greenwich. And this is nothing against Greenwich. We welcome solidarity, but, you know, treat us the same way. These should be put underground here. I know it sounds extreme, but why? Why is it extreme in 2025 when we're, you know, sending off into space and looking at, you know, technologies and things? We can't figure out how to do the best for our residents here.
No, I don't disagree with you, Mayor Ganim. And I know it's something that, as you mentioned, Bill Gerber has certainly talked about. We've had, I don't know how many people suggest this. And you know, I have reached out to UI many, many times. And I've talked to Eversource, which is not involved with this project. And I know Eversource has kind of spoken, not on behalf of UI, but has certainly said, you know, burying the lines costs a lot of money. And I've always come back and said, oh, okay, but everything costs a lot of money. And you know, why not even just entertain that or look at other avenues like you're saying here? So what happens now? Because my understanding is, you know, like, so this decision by the Siting Council was tossed. But, I mean, the project doesn't go away. Do they go back to square one or, like, what happens now?
Yeah, I think probably pointed out, I saw comments from State Representative Staffstrom. You know, this puts them right back at the drawing board. They'll have to go and I assume they're going to refile. And that's where I think you see increased costs. But at least it allows for public input, which is critically, not only important, essential. It's the foundation of the way we're supposed to function. You know, I've always taken the position, you know, whether there's some people that disagree with everything, you know, we say, you say, I say, Bill Gerber says and all that. But public input, I always say at these city council meetings, even anywhere, people have a right to be heard. Whether we agree or disagree, I always stand for the side that you have to. And that's what is important, especially when it's the taking of property and huge decisions by, I guess it's public, quasi-public, siting council and public utility. So and if they won't talk to you, and even the siting council doesn't seem like they're you know, saying too much beyond what's out there already, the UI won't speak. I mean, that's not right either. These aren't private companies from somewhere else that, you know, just come and do business here. These are elements of our whole system of checks and of checks balances, if you will, for residents and taxpayers and the city of Bridgeport well beyond.
I mean, do you feel, Mayor Ganim, that you could still negotiate with UI?
Well, you know, lawyers, I got to tell you, the lawyers on this, I want to thank them so much through our city attorney's office. So you know, as this goes forward, we're going to continue not only to keep an eye on it for the residents, but we're an active participant, at least up till now. We'll continue to do that because this public comment means that we can publicly comment, meaning the city of Bridgeport, me as, you know, directly or indirectly as mayor, I think we all stand on the same page here. And I'm pushing, as you say, negotiating maybe here and elsewhere, that why not? Give us the reason why, other than costs, that this is not going to be underground, which is the way of the future. We're not talking that this isn't a Band-Aid we're asking to fix. We're talking about for forever, whatever forever is, however long these lines and these infrastructure improvements and commitments of, you know, millions and millions of dollars are going to last. Let's do it right. You know, let's take a stand now to do something right for the long term, like we should be doing a transportation on 995, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mayor Ganim, I appreciate you commenting on this, and certainly we will see what happens next. But I think, as you mentioned, the power of standing up and using your voices, I think this was a clear example where the judge could see that there were a lot of steps almost being missed, people and their testimonies being missed. And so we'll see what happens next. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And maybe we can get on with some. Mayor Loretti and I talked about this water company takeover maybe in the future. You know, we're a little concerned about where that's going to leave our residents as well. So we'll talk. Maybe we could talk in a week or so on where that's going.
Yeah, that would be great. I appreciate it. Mayor Ganim, thank you for your time.
Utility companies. Thanks so much.